Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Bobby, what happened? And what's going on with this football team?
Well, Christian, it is the NFL. You cannot afford... Now, I could see maybe one game. You can't afford to get off on slow starts three straight games. What? Do they need to slap each other around in the locker room to come out the gate smoking? And not necessarily when your back is to the wall and then you having to play catch up in the fourth quarter. But I don't know if I ever saw three straight games, especially with a team with expectations to have three slow starts like we've had. I mean, you're not beating anybody. Christian, again, minus -3 in the turnover margin. Now we're minus -6 for the season. I would say we'd be lucky we're not 0-3. But, you know, every game is different. But all I know is we need to protect the football and we need to take it away. For instance, Carolina was the only NFL team coming into this game to not force a turnover. And they got three against the Saints. So, Christian, their first two games, they had zero takeaways. They end up having three today. So, it's just the same song and dance. And I tell you what, you can look at the big throws by Jameis and all that. And I said this. And it was really a combination of Sean Payton and Drew Brees. I said, you really won't, but I guess mainly leaning on Drew Brees. You won't appreciate a quarterback like Drew Brees till he ain't there no more. And then you have to, we got to go on. We got to move on. The patch is not always greener on the other side. The grass is not always greener. You better watch what you wish for. Now, I'm not saying Drew wasn't ready to give up the ghost considering where he was at with his arm. But I'm just looking at decision-making and what it takes. It's just too many times in the game that Jameis looks confused to me. Like, for instance, if you're looking to the left and a guy's coming scot-free in your face off the corner, you have to know, no one's going to block him. He's not just going to trip and fall down. The ball has to come out. It's like, but he wasn't even aware of that. Just those little things like that would occur, which was occurring. The one thing we have still, again, when we're amongst the best on offense, we still can't convert on third down. Christian, we end up being 5 of 13, 38%. We were 25th in the NFL coming in, who that nation. But our defense has played outstanding overall on third down because they were only 29%, 4 of 14. So really both offenses not getting it done on third down coming into the game and both offenses not getting it down coming out, getting it done coming out of the game. I mean, were you impressed with Baker Mayfield? I didn't. That was really the first time I'd say I watched the whole game. Baker Mayfield. I didn't look at anything to write home about. Now, they had the lead, so, you know, once they had the lead, they were able to set the tone in the run game. That's why they ended up with 31 rushing attempts and a 4.7-yard average. We only had 22 rushing attempts, but Baker Mayfield wasn't even 50%. I mean, if you look at it, he was sacked three times. Now Christian McCaffrey's a different cat. If you look at him, And they finally did it because only then this two time in the series where he ran for over 100 yards, ended up having, 115 yards total from scrimmage, 108 rushing. But you cannot afford, if we would get this, we've done this in the past. If you get a scoop and score, you should win the game. You get like a punt, especially in the NFL, punt return for a touchdown, a pick six, a scuba score, what happened with the Alvin. Normally teams in the NFL, when it's so close, whoever did that is going to come out on the top. So we cannot afford to let that come about. Again, looking at we're not good enough to have any field goals miss. We need Will Lutz to be perfect. And it looks like the right guard got run over on the block field goal attempt. So that's something they're going to have to address. Christian, if you could say like a game ball as far as production, and well, he's been targeted a whole lot. Chris Olave's been targeted now 26 times the last two games. I thought he was more consistent this game. Had 9 receptions, 147 yards, 16.5-yard average. Look at Traquan. Again, opportunity to play, but I don't know. He banged his head. Looks like he maybe had a concussion. But 4 catches, 105 yards. But looking at Jameis, just too hot and cold. And what I mean by that, when he's cold. And when he's hot, he's pretty hot. On one drive, he went 7-7. We were losing 13-0. He went 7-7. And all of a sudden, he drives the team down the field. We go, Christian, we go 10 plays, 89 yards, in basically about 3.5 minutes. So I guess you couldn't get hotter than that as far as driving the team down. But way too many ups and downs. I see a lot of confusion out there, that not being on the same page. And I don't know, maybe this day and age you don't chew nobody's behind out, but you don't see like Dennis Allen, I guess, taking the approach. We all are pros, and so they have to know what they do. Do I see a fire being lit on the Saints behind? I mean, there's no – to me, it's like, oh, well, we just can't do that and just kind of ho-hum.
Looks like there's not a lot of accountability on the sideline in the game.
Yeah, the accountability and, almost the approach. And I don't know, you're paying these guys so much money now. It's either my way or the highway. You're going to get it done, or we're going to have someone else in there. It just seems a lot of that going on at times. Are our great players playing great? You know what I'm talking about?
Where's Cam Jordan? Where's Tyrann Mathieu?
Yeah, no, Honey Badger, that long play, him and P.J. Williams, they both missed the tackle. On the long pass play. And that was a guy who just came over from Jacksonville, Chenault. He was like a second-round draft pick, if I can recall. I want to say it was in 2020. I had written that down in my notes. It was, a guy that's really not a household name. Yeah, he was second-round draft pick by the Jags in 2020, 3 years guy from Colorado. He just got him in a trade, and he burned us on a 67-yard touchdown. And I don't know. Right now, looking at the safety position, to me, way more consistency. Now, Marcus made him play today, but way more consistency with Marcus Williams and Malcolm Jenkins than we're getting the safety play, whether it be P.J. Williams or Marcus May with Tyrann Mathieu. It just ain't happening. I'm not hating on nobody, but it's just not happening as far as we're not taking away the ball. Again, Christian, look. We finally got more than one sack. Double D, DeMarco Davis had a sack. Cam had a sack. But you're not calling out their games, their names as much. Looking at Grandison and JT Grady, each had half a sack. But you don't see us like, Christian, you know how many interceptions we have after 3 games? 0. We have not intercepted the ball. It just seems by chance we'd have had an interception by now. And, we only had 3 fumble recoveries coming into the game. So, I don't think we recovered a fumble. When I look at it today, fumbles lost, yes. We did lose 1. Yeah, Alvin Kamara with the scoop and score. So that's why we -6 for the season. And you're not going to win. Now, you might. I like our fight. Like Coach Allen would say, how we played hard at the end. Man, the bottom line is you got to win. None of this. I read this like disoriented, and not as disciplined, and we'd win versus, oh, we're playing hard, we're real disciplined, we don't win. No, you got to win. It's the bottom line business. It's production business. That's the NFL, and that's what we have to do. And it's going to be a tough task at hand to come to win in England against the Vikings. They came back against Detroit, so they're going to be playing with confidence. But Christian, I said this in the I'm gonna leave with this. I said this in the pregame that this was a must win. You think we're winning the NFC South right now? I'd say hell no, hell no. Oh, okay.
Because when you're 1-2 in your division,
okay, we're 1-2 in the division. That's not, no matter the season, 1-2. I'm not saying we're still gonna be playoffs, wild card, and all that. So I'm still gonna be optimistic. But as far as winning the division, okay, we're 1-2. Think about when we've been NFC South champs. You know, I didn't do enough research on this. We might have now and then been 4-2, but it's more like you 5-1. But we can't be 5-1 because we're already 1-2. So when you look at to actually say to win the NFC South, you know, it's got to interesting to see how the season's going to unfold. But you got to take care of within your division, your business, because how the games count. Now we'd have to got to beat Carolina, got to beat Tampa Bay, and then obviously we would have swept the Atlanta even to get it 4-2. But that's why this is a disheartening loss. I really thought, Christian, now it's not that it's all chicken, you know, the sky's falling, whatever, because I thought we could have we could be 2-1 right now, but not 1-2. Considering who we're playing and the tough schedule that's going to be coming up, Minnesota, you'd have to say right now that we're probably going to be 1-3. But I think we could beat the Vikings, you know, and that might be, again, some pie in the sky. But I just kind of remember the last time, you know, when we got off with Alvin Kamara, that big touchdown game that he had. But the Vikings been kind of like Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde. You look how they came out the gate smoking against the Packers. Then they lay an egg against the Eagles. And today they came back against the Lions, but that's a division game. But so I don't know. To me, it's kind of a 50-50 ordeal if we can get back to 500 and be 2-2 after the game next Sunday morning, 8:30 Central a.m., the kickoff for the Houdat Nation and the Saints in Tottenham at Hotspur Stadium in Tottenham, England, against the Vikings.
Bobby, you're not going to like this stat. The last time the Saints lost back-to-back games in Carolina was 2015 and 2016. What happened that year? Well, no playoffs.
Yeah, weren't we 500 like?
7-9. Yeah, didn't make the playoffs.
That's like kind of 500. Okay, what would be a five? You know what that'd be, Christian? That'd be one less game than we won last year. That'd be, you know what? That'd be, since we're playing 17, the way we're starting out, that's like an 8-9 type season. Oh, and what did Vegas have us at? 8.5 or something? Oh, and everybody was taking over. I'm like shocked. I thought, come on. No, if we don't win 9 games or more, we're underachieving. And right now, we're definitely underachieving.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.